More importantly, by the year 2050, humans will fall in love with robots. It says here it's science. It's specifically the science of a Dutch researcher who claims robots are becoming so human-like that it's only a matter of time, apparently 2050, before humans become attracted to them, getting all googly-eyed over them, and eventually walking down the aisles with machines. Debates have no doubt begun. Could robots actually be fulfilling life partners? Here with us now is relationship expert and author, Dr. Scott Kudia. Scott, forgive me for calling BS on this one, but that's just what it feels like, doesn't it?
I think it feels a lot like BS, absolutely.
I guess one of the theories is, and I had to read deep in this to find anything redeeming, but deep down in the information here from this scientist, by the way, is maybe someday pedophiles and child molesters and other people who have perversions will be able to be hooked up with robots so they can do their thing in jail and not hurt anybody, which also sounds preposterous, but, I mean, there's that.
It's disturbing, isn't it?
A little bit.
I wouldn't go so far as... It sounds like he's trying to say it would be cathartic for them or they'd leave children alone. But the problem is they don't want control over machines. They want control over humans. You can't replace that human side of people. And that's what is more disturbing than anything, that they would even think of of even placating pedophiles or rapists. It's about control. It's not about sex for them.
You know, when we first started talking about this in the morning meeting, I was thinking of Lindsay Wagner, you know, back in the day, the bionic woman. Well, I mean, she wasn't maybe tailor-made, but she was sort of robotic. I guess one of the things that this scientist points to is how men try to create the perfect woman a la Stepford Wives, and it's not as if women don't try to change us. I mean, the moment they got you, then they want to make you into somebody else, kind of like a bad television executive.
Yeah. Well, but women are improvers. Women they're process-oriented, so they want to improve the relationship themselves, the man. Guys are goal-oriented, so once they get their goal, they're done. That's why most guys just sit in the relationship, and they get their girl, and they're done.
Right. Then you can eat more trans fats and drink more beer, because there she is.
Brilliant. Yeah, and if it's a Stepford wife, what's she going to say? Honey, go out and play golf all day, watch your sports with your guys, and come home and have sex with me whenever you want, and only find me if you're hungry or want sex, and I'll be happy with that.
Wow. Well, if that's possible, you never know. The robots might become all the flash, you know?
Well, what do you do at the end of the day? Do you plug her in next to your Prius before you go to sleep?
I don't know. At least next to the BlackBerry. That'll keep her closer to the room. Hey, Doc, great to see you. Very, very good luck. I guess relationship specialist and author of If This Is Love, Why Am I Unhappy? A very good question. Good to see you.